Recorded Books presents The Lady Knows Best by Susanna Craig, narrated by Elizabeth Jasicki. Chapter 1. London, late May 1810. Daphne Burke hadn't called anyone an idiot for a very long time. At least, not aloud. But on the day Eileen escaped her confinement, the basket in which Daphne's younger sister, Bellis, had insisted upon carrying the sleek white cat like a living fashion accessory as they strolled down Bond Street, Daphne's streak broke.
"Ladies, do not hurl insults,"
Belle had the nerve to remind her in a perfect imitation of the first words spoken to them by their one and only governess. With a roll of her eyes, Daphne stepped around her sister to follow the cat into Porter's bookshop. "Then I guess it's settled. I'm no lady." Porter's specialised in the old, rare and unusual. No gothic novels or fashionable volumes of sentimental poetry here. It was dimly lit, a little musty, and on this particular spring morning, empty, despite the crowds of shoppers on the street. Not even a clerk was in sight. Just over the threshold, Daphne paused to draw a calming breath, the scents of paper and ink and leather far better at restoring her spirits than anything bottled in a lady's vinaigrette. In exchange for a few moments' peace and quiet, she almost didn't mind going on a wild goose, cat chase.
"Eileen."
The stacks and shelves of books absorbed her whisper. She strained to pick up any familiar sound, claws against a wooden table leg, the crinkle of paper beneath a paw, a delicate feline sneeze. Silence. The cat could be anywhere.
"Here, puss, puss, puss."
Nothing. Peering into every shadowed corner, Daphne made her way deeper and deeper into the bookshop. Nearly at the back, she spotted Eileen's long white tail as it whisked through the crack of an open door. A storeroom, perhaps, or an office. Daphne sent a glance over her shoulder, but still no sign of a clerk. The door opened wider at the slightest pressure of her hand. Her view, however, was obstructed by another tall, overstuffed bookshelf. Hearing voices, she paused and peered into the narrow gap above a row of books. The room beyond was larger and brighter than Daphne had expected, with a tall, though grimy, window beside the shop's back door. A desk strewn with papers and ledgers was tucked into the corner near the window, and on the floor next to it were more books stacked even more haphazardly than in the shop, if such a thing were possible. An oval table filled the centre of the room. Around it sat several women, most of them quite young, none of whom Daphne recognised. All of them started when Eileen jumped onto the centre of the worn oak table.
"I didn't know porters kept a cat on the premises,"
said the youngest of them, who couldn't have been much more than 15, her hair arranged in perfect blonde ringlets. Her fingers gripped the edge of the table as if she were restraining herself from reaching out to pet Eileen.
"Probably to keep away the mice," declared another, snatching up a stack of what looked like magazines, apparently to save them from the cat.
She was some years older, 26 or 27, Daphne guessed, with frizzy ginger-blonde hair and a scattering of freckles over the bridge of her nose, just visible beneath her spectacles.
"But we still have one more item to finalise," she went on, determined to otherwise ignore the distraction, "before the next issue of the magazine for Mrs. goes to print tomorrow."
Daphne sucked in a breath, and the effort of staying silent while doing so made her eyes grow wide. The woman could only be referring to Mrs. Good's magazine for Mrs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?